You are listening to Eastside Radio Podcast.
Stands for again.
That's great. Yeah, we just drove up from we're staying at Chatswood.
Yep.
In Sydney.
Yeah.
And we drove up today. So it's been a long drive.
It's been a long drive tonight. Yeah, you've done well. It's a beautiful day to be driving through the Australian countryside, though.
Yeah, but it ain't fun when you got to do a show when you arrive.
Well, listen, I won't take up much of your time, so you can rest and recover for it. And yeah, thank you so much for doing this interview when you've done a big drive. I really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you for having us. We look forward to it. We've been looking forward to doing as many interviews as possible. The more people that come out and see this wonderful music, the better.
Yeah,
you know?
Great. Well,
it's great music.
We've got about a month to promote it on this station, so this is really lovely that we're going to get on the front foot, and hopefully we'll get lots of people along to your concerts when you come back to Sydney soon.
Yes.
Now, Vivian, just to start, we'd love to get to know you more. So what can you tell our audience about yourself?
I'm an international recording artist. I was once signed to PolyGram Records. I am a Broadway performer. I've done Beehive and several different Broadway productions. I've traveled the world as a blessing, doing what I do as an entertainer. I've played Las Vegas since 1990. Maybe that tells too much. I moved to Vegas in 1991, but I performed there prior to with my recording group. My manager at the time felt that we needed somewhat of a boot camp to prepare us for the big stadiums and the big shows. So she used Vegas as our stomping ground to get us prepared to how to speak on stage, who speaks, who talks, who moves, you know. So it was like our little boot camp while I was still a recording artist, but it was for preparation to get on the stadium stages and the big theaters that we played as recording artists.
Now,
I've also done USO tours. I've done a lot of television, MTV, BET, Soul Train, Solid Gold. I've been a blessed entertainer, I must say.
It's an incredible CV, and you've obviously had, you know, a tremendous amount of experience and experiences as a performer. But were you a born performer, singing and dancing before you were crawling?
According to my oldest brother, he says I've been spinning around in front of the TV since I was two. And I always tell him it paid off, because I'm the baby of seven.
Uh-huh.
And I have five older brothers. So I was always the baby girl looking for attention from her brothers. So I don't doubt that I've been spinning around in front of them since I was 2 years old. But yeah, that's all I've ever done is sing, dance, perform. I went to Duke Ellington School of Performance Arts in Washington, D.C. I studied there. I got a scholarship in dance and performing arts to Virginia Commonwealth. And then I did not finish my studies in college. I dropped out and got a record deal instead and moved to California. And the rest is history, as they say. I've just been moving and moving and moving.
I'm currently the parent myself of two teenage kids with ambitious co-curricular activities themselves. Tell us a little bit about the sacrifice your parents made to help you pursue your creative dreams.
Oh, my parents were a blessing. You know, a lot of parents, and I hope this is not still the same now, but back then parents weren't so, you know, safe with you going to have a dance career or a singing career or performance career, because they were more concerned with you having stability and making sure that you could pay your bills and be okay. But my parents always drove me and supported me wherever I needed to go. If I needed to go to New York and do an audition, they would take me. My mom and dad would always travel with me to make sure that I was safe. If they couldn't go, my brothers was always there to support it. I've been moving around since I was a teenager. So I've always had that support from my parents. And the sacrifices is mainly money financially to pay for all these things, to pay for your point shoes, to pay for your tap shoes, to pay for your lessons, you know, and especially coming from a huge family like we were, nine altogether, but seven kids. It's a lot, and a lot of boys eating all the time. So it was a lot of sacrifice, but they loved and believed in my talent. And I'm grateful that it paid off for all of us.
I'm sure you've given them countless hours of joy and pride in your success as a result of their sacrifices?
I have I've lost both of them. Both of them are in heaven watching down, but yeah. My brothers are getting the benefits that they would have received if they were here. So I travel with my family as much as I can because they are now my elders. And I try to go home as often as I can. I do shows back on the East Coast in New York and Philadelphia and Washington, D.C. area, just so my brothers can come and see me perform, because it's hard for them to travel now because they're getting up in age and having some health issues. But they stay in my prayers as I stay in theirs. So I try my best to get home as often as I can and make sure that they can still see their little sister do what I do.
He's one of the most famous people in show business, in music of all time. Can you remember the first time that you heard your first Burt Bacharach song?
Oh, my God. I was probably 8. I have a brother, Ricky, and Ricky played a lot of Dionne Warwick. He loved Dionne. So I pretty much grew up on this style of music. And I have another brother that was a jazz influencer. So, you know, Dionne and Burt did a lot of standards. So he taught me my standards. My brother would come in. He was an instrument. He played saxophone, piano, flute, clarinet, trumpet. He didn't sing, but he had enough talent with the instruments. So he would give me the sheet music. Now I'm 8 and I don't know how to read sheet music, but he made me follow along. So that was my training, really started in my home. So he would give me the sheet music and he would play guitar while my mother cooked for us. So I would sing and he would play. But he was my first teacher of sight reading, because I had to figure out, and I, again, just wanting to be with my brothers, I figured it out pretty quick, just so I could be with him and be with her. You know, I'm learning how to cook and I'm learning how to sing standards at such a young age. So it's been with me and been inside me forever. I had an opportunity to do a tribute to Dionne, maybe 2013. I did a tribute to her, and it's just beautiful music. It's just beautiful music. And it's music that somewhat like Motown, that stays with you forever, and everybody knows it. Everybody enjoys it. Everybody of all ages can really get involved with this type of music. And I think people get mistaken, because it's Burt Bacharach, that it doesn't have that crossover appeal for a younger audience. But Say a Little Prayer has been going on forever. You know what I'm saying? And then if not, even if you don't think you're familiar with the music, which you will be once you hear it, even if you're not, it's an education that everybody needs to experience, because this Burt Bacharach songbook is a songbook of tremendous classic music. And their standards, they have been here forever. And nobody can do it any better. He's a musical genius. And I stand on it.
I couldn't have said it any better myself, Vivian. My favorite song, that one that I sort of first discovered and still resonates with me so much, is Walk On By. The story that you shared of being in the kitchen with your mum and your brother learning music, they must have just been the happiest moments of your life, and they're just a joy for you to share with us today. Thank you for sharing that. That was lovely to hear.
No, thank you. It's a blessing to have those stories, you know. Not everybody has them. You know, a lot, like I said, when I was growing up, a lot of parents deterred their children away from performance arts. But mine was embracing, and my brother's as well. You know, like I said, my first experience with singing and harmonies and all of that started in my home, because I have 5 brothers and 4 of them sang. So I was just always trying to sing with them, and there was no note for me to get because all 4 of them had it covered.
I can hear you've got just a powerhouse, you know, vocal performance inside of you, particularly with the likes of, you know, other great, you know, powerful singers like Whitney and Tina. But so how do you go about finding that right balance for a Bacharach love song?
You do a lot of studying. And I started this when Roy called me from Abstract. He called me, I think, about November, December with this idea. And I told him, great. I was so honored that he chose me, because he knows a lot of singers here in Australia as well in the States. But I shared with him that I had done Dionne before, so it was a blessing that this came along. But I really, really had to hanker down and study to get all of his music, his whole songbook together. What's going to be the best choices for my voice? Who do I want to bring on the road with me to cover those male vocals? Because it's important to deliver this music properly. So although I do a lot of Tina Turner, which is very strong rock, you have to clear up all those, that raspiness that's naturally in your voice, and the belting, because this is more softer, more gentler. Now, people need to know that when Dion sings Promises, Promises, I'm All Through With, there's a belt in that song that's unreal. And it happens too many times. I was like, really, really, Bert? Do we have to do it 2-3 times? You know, and I'll Never Fall in Love Again is just a beautiful, all of the songs, all of them are beautiful. So I started working on this in January, the top of the year. And I just been clearing out the raspiness of my voice and making sure that I'm hitting it soft and sweet for your walk on by, to make sure that it's clear and it's pretty and it's soft and people are understanding the stories, because these were some beautiful stories they were writing back then. So yeah, I took a lot of time to make sure that my voice was strong but soft and pretty and be able to hit the notes clearly so people would really understand the story behind all of this beautiful music.
You mentioned the male counterparts to the music, and I believe there's a gentleman standing next to you called EC Adams. Can we hear a little bit from EC? And can you tell EC? Can you tell us a little bit about yourself, too?
Hi, Tony. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good, EC. Lovely to meet you as well.
It's a pleasure and honor to meet you as well.
Thank you so much. Now, are you happy to share a little bit about yourself with our audience too?
Oh, sure. I was born in Vicksburg, Mississippi, but I was raised in Las Vegas, Nevada. So I've been in Las Vegas all my life. My mom moved to Vegas when I was 3 years old. I started singing because I saw the Jackson 5s on TV when I was about 8. And I knew, Tony, I knew that's what I wanted to do. I saw the joy, happiness, and love that they brought. People screaming and hollering and having such a good time. I said, that's what I want to do. So ever since then, I've been on this journey, Tony. I grew up singing at St. James Missionary Baptist Church in Las Vegas, Nevada. And ever since then, I've been chasing this dream. I tell people all the time, I was born with a smile on my face and a dream in my heart. And thus, I'm lucky enough to be here with this amazing lady, Miss Vivian. Oh, she is amazing, Tony. And I'm blessed and honored to be here with her.
It's a feeling, isn't it, music? And it's if it's part of your creative DNA, you simply can't suppress it. You have to express it. What are you going to bring to this performance yourself, EC?
I am going to bring the same passion that Vivian brings, just in a different form, from a male perspective, doing different songs by Tom Jones, different by Engelbert Humperdinck, Ronald Isley, different things like that, because I never knew that, you know, I knew that Burt Bacharach, the songs Dionne Warwick did, but I never knew that they were covered by a lot of other people. And like different songs covered by Luther Vandross, like I say, and Tom Jones and stuff like that. But I'm going to bring that male perspective on, a little sexy on the other side.
That's so wonderful to hear. You know, behind every great composer, EC, is an even greater lyricist. Does the show pay homage to the work that Hal David did with Burt Bacharach too?
Oh, yes, yes. This show is full of surprises. So I'm looking for everyone to come out and see, you know, what surprise they're going to get on this day when Vivian and I take the stage. We have a lot of wonderful surprises in it for you. So please come out and see the show.
EC, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. And Vivian, listen, wonderful, wonderful answers and so personable and lovely. Thank you so much for joining us today. I'm just going to sort of package it up and put some music to it. And do you guys have a favorite song that either of you would like for me to play? And I could say that this is, you know, your favorite of the show or something like that.
It changes daily. It's funny because EC and I say that every time. It's like, I think tonight was Alfie, and he'll say, well, I think tonight it was Any Day Now for me. And I'm like, and then the next day is I know, On My Own. Yeah, the next night is the duet that we do together, On My Own. We have a whole duet section, and we started off with On My Own by Patti LaBelle and Michael McDonald. And as you were asking about Hal David, it's so many wonderful people that Burt Bacharach had the opportunity to work with. So we make sure that we tell the history of that, because a lot of people don't know how many different artists that he worked with. Everybody knows about, I call them the dynamic duo, Burt Bacharach and Hal David, because they wrote so many hits, composed so many hits for movie scenes and, you know, all of that. So we try to make sure that we give them that information, you know, that author's theme was from the movie Author with Liza Minnelli and Dudley Moore. And, you know, they're like, really? You know, because everybody knows it's Christopher Cross, but they did not know Burt Bacharach was part of the composing for that, and it was in that movie. So we try to give as much education as possible Another song, for instance, is EC's, one of EC's favorite songs that I sing, which is A Message to Michael, which Any Given Night is my favorite song to sing because it's so beautiful. But it was first recorded by Jerry Butler. And, you know, and the audience is always going, huh. I was like, yeah, but it wasn't called A Message to Michael. It was called A Message to Martha.
Vivian, you're going to be a huge hit with our audience because we're very much a music-loving crowd, and we love people who understand the depth and the stories behind the songs. I think you're going to have a wonderful time here in Australia. Thank you so much for joining us today. And I forgot that Cilla Black and Burt Bacharach did Alfie as well. That's a great song too. Thank you so much for joining with me today. I've absolutely had a ball talking to you and EC.
Thank you, and thank you for having us.
All right, all the best tonight, and I wish you all a wonderful show, and hopefully see you in Sydney.
I hope to see you in Sydney. I hope you come out and see one of the shows. I hope you can catch us out there.
Yeah, well, I think what we'll try to do is get you into the station as well as you come closer to Sydney in that gig too. I think that we'd love to have you into the station live in person as well. So that'll be in a few weeks' time.
We would love that.
Yeah, we'll tee it up again. Thanks so much.
All right. Thank you, Tony.
Okay, bye, Vivian. Bye.
Yeah. You have been listening to Eastside Radio Podcast. For selections of more enjoyable content like this, visit our website, eastsidefm.org, and click on Podcast.